Okay, we're all familiar with the Gemara and Sanhedrin that Rashi quotes, indicating that the extra 7 days before the beginning of the Mabul corresponded to 7 days of Avelis for Mitzvah Shelach. However, there's Yerushalmi and Moikatan that attributes a different significance to a 7 day Avelis period. And potentially that may have relevance lahalacha in a admittedly uncommon and contemporarily even more uncommon situation, as we will discuss this evening. The Rishami Moikatan Perek Gimel Halacha He has the following. Let's I sent out the Marmakamba, so let's put it up on the screen. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Vishem Rab Zeira Shamalam in Hada. Upesach Oel Moe Teshvu Yamam Velaila Shavas Yamim Ushmartemes Mishmeres Mishkan Hashem. So the reference there is to the pasuk by the Yemei HaMilum in Parsha Shmini, where there was a 7 day period leading up to or including the Yemei HaMilum at the inauguration of the Mishkan. Kishem Sheshimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alam Moshiva. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Yerushalmi means is sat Shiva essentially with Noheg Avelus Kaviyachol for the world for 7 days. Kachatem Shemu Alachechem Shiva. So too should you, the surviving Bnei Aaron, Elazar Itamar, be knowing 7 days of Avelus for Nadav and Avihu, who died at the beginning of the Yemei HaMiluim. Uminayin Sheshimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alam Shiva. How do we know that in fact is the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was knowing Avelus Shiva for the world? By Hila Shivas Hayamim, Umeha Mabul Hayu Al Haaretz. Ask Yerushalmi Umis Ablim Kodim Shiyamas Hameis. How could that be that you'd be knowing Avelus before someone dies? I mean, Yerushalmi saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol was knowing 7 days of Avelus before the world was destroyed. Ella Basavidam She'ena Yodea Ma'asid Lios Eina Misabel At Shiyamas Hameis. So when it comes to Basavidam, no one knows what's going to be tomorrow. Then it's only Shaykh Tav Avelus once the person dies. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Yodea Ma'asid Lios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's going to be, Shimer Al Olamo Tchila. So he was knowing Avelus for the world before the world was destroyed. And then the Rishami quotes the opinion that we have in the Bavli that the 7 days correspond to Avelus for Mitzvah Shelach. So this Rishami indicates that in theory, if a... there may be a situation where Avelus is Shayach before Misa, where you know for sure that is the Misa is going to happen. So the Yerushalmi distinguishes between the Basar Vadam and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu could be knowing Avelus prior to Misa. This is quoted in the Chidushim of the Talmud of Ibchimli Pariz in Moed Katan. Who quotes a slightly different version of the Rishami. There's a parallel in Yalkut Shemoni in Parsha Shmini, but the way he quotes this version based on the Yalkut is that this is actually a source for Avelus. As we're familiar with the line, the other line in the Rishami over here in Ma'ikatan, that sources, I think we discussed this 1 year in Parsha Svayachi, that sources Avelus to the Avelus of Yaakov Avinu, Parshas Vayechi. Then he quotes alternate sources of Avelus, one of them being the Yemei HaMiluim, and the other one being this pasuk, Kil Yamim O Shiva Nuchim Amtir La'aretz, Avidarish Yumis Ablin Osan Zayin Yamim Abnei Doram, Shahayu Asidin Lamos B'mabel. And of course, the Yishavi's question and the distinction between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Basar Adam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to be knowing Avelus Kaviyachol before Misa Sameis because he knows the person, or in the case of the Mabul, humanity, is going to die. So is this of any relevance lahalacha? There's a true in the Tuf Tamidas of Shlomo Kluger. This is Tinyana. Chela Gimel Simen Resh. Chela Gimel Simin Reish Tuv Tamadas of Rav Shlomo Kluger. So he notes before we get to the actual shaila he's addressing the following din in Hilchos Kriya. Hilchos Kriya Simin Shin Mem Sif Kavav Yardeya Shin Mem Sif Kavav. Amrulo Mes Aviv Vikara Vinag Sasya Meyavela. So if a person was informed that his father died, and he tore Kriya, and he started being Noah Gavelis, and then they said, oh, sorry, you made a mistake. Your father did not die. The Hifsik, and then he stopped being Noah Gavelis. The Chazer V'Amrlo, B'Pam Harishon Meis. And they said, no, we were actually right the first time. He actually did die when he told you, when we told you the first time that he did die. So in that case, Yatzei De Kriya. So at the time, it turns out, at the time that he tore Kriya, his father actually had died, even though subsequent to that, he was told that his father hadn't died. But then it turned out that his father actually had died before he tore Kriya. So in that case, he's Yotzei De Kriya. Says the Shachs of Katalamites, Aval Amrlo Meis, the Kara Velo Meis. But let's say, slight variation on the case. They told him he died, the father died, and he tore Kriya. And in fact, the father had not died. The Achakach Meis, and then a few days later, the father did die. Lo Yatzei De Kriya. So in order to be Yotzei Kriya, this is based on the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. In order to be Yotzei Kriya, you need to have a situation where the person that you're tearing Kriya for was already dead at the time that you tore Kriya. So if you were under the impression that he had passed away, you tore Kriya, then someone told you, no, he's still alive, and someone told you, no, he really was dead when you tore Kriya, then you're fine. But if it turns out afterwards that, in fact, father was still alive at the time that you tore Kriya, and then he died, and you find that at that information subsequently, you're not Yotzei the original Kriya. So Shlomo Kluger raises the following question. He quotes this this Shach. What's the din about Shiva in the case of the Shach? The person, the Shach is talking about Kriya. You tore Kriya, and then you were told afterwards that the person you tore Kriya for was still alive at the time that you tore Kriya. You're not Yotzei. Is the same true when it comes to Avelis? You start, you're knowing Avelis under the impression that your Karfa passed away. And then it turns out that he hadn't passed away, but by the time you find out that he hadn't passed away at the time, he already had passed away. And is it possible that you're Yotzei, you're Shiva, where the person you said Shiva for was not yet dead? So says Shlomo Kluger, Lule de Mistafina, if I wasn't concerned that no one ever said this before, I would say that maybe you are Yotzei Avelis, and there's a distinction between Kriya and Avelis. When it comes to Kriya, Kriya needs to be Bishas Chimam. Kriya has to reflect a certain emotional reality, a certain emotional reaction, and that has to be connected to the actual Petira, or the actual misa of the person that you're tearing Kriya for. So there's no chalos Kriya if you tear Kriya before the person actually died. However, when it comes to Avelis, maybe you don't have the same consideration. Maybe Avelis works ahead of time. What's the Raya? Are you Rishami? When he quotes from the Yalkut Shemoni and Parsha Shmini, that apparently you see from Aryeh Shami says this about Akash Baruch Hu, but the parallel, which is the emphasis of the Alkut Shimoni and the first case of Yushami, is from B'nai Aaron, that apparently B'nai Aaron, Elazar and Itamar, were told to be Noheg Shiva before Nadav and Aviva died. So apparently Avelis Ashayach Koda Misa. Kriyanat, he says that shot in Ubidechem Lo Sifromu. Kriya Koda Misa doesn't work, but Avelis Koda Misa maybe does work, as we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mabel. That's what Shlomo Kluger suggests. Lule Dim Stefina, maybe that should be the case. And even though the Yishamli only says it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be, but at the end of the day, if you did, especially because Avelis is only Derabanan and Sveika Lakula, So if you were knowing Avelis at the time that you thought the Karav had died, but the Karav was really alive, and then you find out afterwards that he died anyway, but at the time that you were knowing Avelis, he was still alive, Shlomo Kluger suggests maybe you're Yosei the Avelis Shiva. Okay. Says the Chaim Ibrachim Shmer Shalom. Chaim Ibrachim Shmer Shalom is a chibur on Avelis that's printed in the end of the classic super gigantic Shulchan Aruch, that the one that weighs a ton, that you don't really see around so much anymore. I don't think they reprinted it even in the new, maybe in some of the new fancy Shulchan Aruch. I don't think so, though. Chaim Rachman Shmer Shalom was printed, I believe, in the beginning of the 20th century by a Galitziana Rav. Rav Shechter is a big fan of quoting the Chaim Rachman Shmer Shalom, but I'm not sure if too many other people are so familiar with it. So the Chaim Rachman Shmer Shalom, it's written as an encyclopedia. It's written with entries by letter, alphabetically, and each letter begins its own number system, beginning with Os Aleph, as far as it goes. So in Os Shin, the Mareches Shin, it's like a Stechemet style ordering. So in a letter Shin, Os Lamed Dalid, the Chaim Brachim Shalom says that Shlomo Kluger was right to be nervous to suggest such a thing, because he ignored a Ravid in Tamim Deim. The Ravid has a Chuvas Tamim Deim, and he writes in Simen Kuf Kaf Ches, Tamim Deim Kuf Kaf Ches, as follows. Kasav Rabbeinu Avram Av Bezdinzal. She'ilu Rabbanan Al Gavra Dehavile Tarte Achvasa. The summon had two sisters. Vishama Deshkiva Sarah Achse. And he heard that Sarah, his sister Sarah, died. And he was Noach Shiva. Lasov Shama Delosar Shiva Elamiriam Achse Acharnisa. And then he found out after he finished sitting Shiva for his sister Sarah that it wasn't his sister Sarah that died. It was his sister Miriam that died. Mi Mikhayev Laminkad Avilusa Min Rasha'a Vlanafik Bimaidinafik the Shikra Shama. So was he Yotze the Avelis? Because the information that he had was fake news, it was the wrong sister. But bottom line, it was Noeg Avelis Shiva for a sister. It was a Yotze or not. Vamilsa Meahid Le'el B'Maseches Nedarim. So the Ravid says you could be poshe this from a Gemara Nedarim. The Amr Lo Meis Aviv V'Kara V'Acher Kach Nimsa B'No. What's the Gemara Nedarim talking about? So the Gemara there has two cases. Nedarim Pei Zayinim and Aleph. Vitanya, Amrulo Mace Avivakara, Viacharkat Nimsa Beno. So they tell him, your father died, and he tore Kriya. And then it turns out that it was really a son. Yatsa Yide Kriya. Amrulo Kasha Habistam Habimifarish. So the Gemara there says that if you're tearing Kriya, Almanas, that whoever you need to tear Kriya for, it should count, that works. If you have in mind a specific Karov and it's the wrong Karov, it doesn't work. But Tanya, Amrulo, Mace, Aviv, Karov, Achach, Nimsa, Beno, Lo, Yatsay, De, Kriya. Amrulo, Mace, Lo, Mace, Vikasavra, Aviv, Vikara, Achach, Nimsa, Beno, Yatsay, De, Kriya. If they tell him that someone died, they didn't tell him who. And he thought it was his father, but he was wrong. But they didn't tell him who it was. Then he is Yotze Yidei Kriya. And this is quoting Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Mem, Sif Kaf Dalid. Amru lo, Mace Aviv, Vikar, Vachakach, Nimsa Shubino, Yotze Yidei Kriya, Lushin Odelo, Tokadei Dibor. So that's the Machlokas Yishon. The Gemara there has this distinction between Tokadei Dibor, that if you tear Kriya for the wrong person, then if you correct yourself and realize who it's for, Tokadei Dibor, you're Yotze the Kriya. Machlokas Rishonim, whether we paskin that distinction of Tokadei Dibor, the Mechaber paskins that we do. The Imlo Noda Lo Ad Achar Kadei Dibor Lo Yatsa. Fine. Avalam Amrlo Meis Lucha Meis, Vikasavr Avivu, Vikar of Acharkach Nimsa Shubino, Yatsa. But if they just told him, Bistam, you're an Avel, they didn't tell him for who, and he's under the impression it's for one Karov and it's for one Karov. But as long as he didn't explicitly have in mind that it's for the wrong Karov, then your Yotze Kriya. So the Tamim Daim seems to be saying, the Rabbi seems to be saying that his Shaila, if you are Noheg Avelus for the wrong sister, does that count? So he seems to be posturing from this Gemara that it doesn't. Just like by Kriya, we see that if you have in mind the wrong Karov, you're not Yotze Kriya. The Rabbi is saying the same is true by Avelus. If you have in mind the wrong Karov, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Avelus. So the Chaim Rochlin Shmer Shalom says, sounds like from this Ravid, that in the Shaila of Shlomo Kluger, where you didn't know, you were under the impression that the Karav was dead at the time that you sat Shiva, and in fact, he was. And Shlomo Kluger said, maybe you should be Yotze, you're Avelus, because Kriya Lechud and Avelus Lechud. You see from this Ravid, no, the Ravid equates Kriya and Avelus. Just as in the case where you have Kriya that was done for the wrong Karov, you're not Yotze. Same thing is true for Avelus. If it's for the wrong Karov, you're not Yotze. The Chaim Rochlin Shmer Shalom then says, maybe you could distinguish between the following two cases. The case of the Ravid is where your impression was you're talking about one mace, and it turns out that it was really a different Karov that died. So there, you now have a different emotional trigger when you find out that it was a different sister that died. So maybe there, you're not Yotze the original Avelus. But if we're talking about the same Karov, because you thought that it was your father that died, Yusat Shiva, and then you found out that at the time that Yusat Shiva, he wasn't yet dead, but now he's dead. So there's no new additional emotional reaction because it's all for the same Karov. So maybe then you could argue that you would have been Yotze the Avelus initially. However, he points out that for the Tshuva Sarash, it doesn't sound like that either. Tshuva Sarash, Klal Kav Zayin, Simin, Osches, Tshuva Sarash, Klal Kav Zayin, Osches, has the following. Yilamdenu al tzalu shetzlavu kusim. So a person was crucified. Uba'u vodiyu es achiv shayya bi'ir acheres v'naga ve'lis miyad. And they told his brother that the brother was crucified, and he started being noga ve'lis right away. V'la'achir shlosha yamim hodiyu sha'omer adayim b'tzlivaso. And then he found out 3 days later that the body was still hanging. And they're waiting for someone to ransom it, to release it. Then they went, they paid money. And then they still didn't release the body. And then they were in Nisya'esh Milukavra. Shaila was, when does Avelus begin? Mishas Shmua or Mishas Yeyush? Okay. So in the context of that tshuva, the Rush equates that to the following. Da. Ki Avelus Kodem Kvura o Kodem Yeyush Lav Avelus Uklap. If you're knowing Avelus before Kvura or before Nisyashu Milukavra, before you give up hope of burying them, you're not Yotze. Ki Lo Nischayev Adayin L'Sabel. The Chiv Avelus is only triggered by either Kvura or Nisyashu Milukavra. The Havale, says a Rush, it's equivalent to the following. Kishama Ala Chola Shemes, that you heard that your Karav died. The hiskalus abalav, and you started being noga velus. The acher kach amrulo chai hava, and then they told you, no, he's really alive at the time that you're noga velus. Bahashu the mace, but now he died. Shetzarach ato lahaskal shiva yamei velus. Now you have to start shiva again anew. And this is quoted. The first part of the rush is quoted lalacha by the Rama in Shinai and Hesef Aleph. And the Kitzer's farm point out that it's obvious that the second part of the din is of the Rush is also lalacha. The Rush equates this to his case of avelus of shama l'chol shameis, and you were knowing avelus prematurely. So that also should be lalacha. So the Chaim Brachah Shmir Shalom says, even if you would have argued that maybe you could distinguish between the Raivitz case and Tumim Dayim, where you were knowing avelus for the wrong sister, and a case where you know avelus for the right person prematurely, but you see from the Tshuvas HaRash, even the case where you know avelus for the right person prematurely, that avelus is not chal, and you'd have to be knowing avelus again. Tshuvas Chodim Meshulash Rav Chaim V'Lozhner Chela Gimel Simen Mem Beis and Chela Gimel Simen Mem Gimel. So it looks like the Chelag Mem Beis is the Shoel, or at least the Chaim V'Lozhner references something that someone else said to him, and then Chelag Mem Gimel is his own response to the original presentation. So the Shaila that was addressed in Chodim Meshulash Chelag Gimel Simen Mem Beis was someone who was knowing avelus for his sister, and then he discovered after the avelus was over that his sister was still alive, but it was a different sister that died. So the very same case as the Raivid in Tumim Dayim. So the Shoel that is referenced here says that the original psak was that he has to be knowing avelus again, just as the din that we have by Kriya. Just as by Kriya, you're not Yotze Kriya if you're Korea before the mace dies, so you're not Yotze Avelus if you're Noga Avelus before the mace dies. And then the Shoel to Reb Chaim V'Lozhner, who is the respondent to this original plaque, says that's incorrect. Because you see from that Gemara in Adar, we quoted before Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara there that says that if you tear Kriya for the wrong person, you're not Yotze unless it's Toka De Dibor. So the Gemara there is working off a pseudo drasha. The Gemara there quotes the psukim by the Avelus or David's Kina for Shaul V'Yonasan. So the pasuk says, Al Shaul V'Al Yehonasan B'no. So the Gemara learns out from there, it sounds like something about Kriya. So the Shaul here, or the Meshav to the Shoel, the respondent to Reb Chaim V'Lozhner, says, you see from there that there's a special din by Avelus that the Kriya has to be directed to a specific person. So you can't have a misplaced or a miss, you can't have a Kriya without an address. So maybe that's a unique din when it comes to Kriya, but when it comes to Avelus, you could have a generic Avelus, even if you're sitting shiva for the wrong sister, but if a sister died, maybe that would still be an effective Avelus. He says, after all, lo matzino in any mitzvah that you have to have kavana for the siba of the mechayev. He says it's analogous to if a person sits in a shiv on a sukkah on the second day of sukkahs, and he has in mind that it's the third day of sukkahs. So that it's funny because sukkah is the one mitzvah where maybe you do require a more direct kind of kavana, or one of them. But he says, so there, obviously, if you have in mind that it's the wrong day of Sukkot, you're still Yotze the mitzvah. So somehow he finds that analogous to sitting Shiva for the wrong sister. That even if you have the wrong sister in mind, you're still Yotze the mitzvah because you don't require a more directed kavana. Then Reb Chaim V'Lozhner responds to that in Simon Mem Gimel, that that's not necessarily the case. First of all, as far as the drasha from Al Sha'ul V'Al Yehonasan, he says, all that's telling you is that you can't be Yotze Kriya for more than one person with the same tear. That if there are multiple Krovim that you're tearing Kriya for, multiple people you're tearing Kriya for, then you have to tear separate tears for each Karav. But it doesn't tell you that there's a din that you have to have in mind, which Avel you're tearing which Kriya for. So that's not a unique din. The Gemara is not telling you a unique din by Kriya as opposed to Avelus. And he says, when it comes to a misplaced Avelus for the wrong sister, so he says, where you found out that it was the wrong sister. So the point of Avelus is that you should have some kind of a Nechama process that the Avelis Shiva brings you through. So if you had in mind that you're sitting Avelis for one sister, so you went through that Nechama process for that one sister, and now you heard that it's a different sister. So now you have a new emotional experience, a new Meriris. It's like it's a Shmuel Chadasha. So then that's a totally new trigger for Avelis, and you can't say that the original Avelis that you were knowing under false pretenses for the wrong Karov would patter you from this Avelis. So bottom line, it seems like despite the suggestion of the Tum Tav Adas that our Yerushalmi and the Yalkut Shimoni may be relevant l'alacha, that under certain circumstances, if you are knowing Avelis prematurely because you're under a misimpression that a Karov died, and it turns out he was alive, and then you find out that he really died after you know Shiva. So Shlomo Kluger thought maybe that would be a valid Avelis, and you distinguish between Avelis Shiva and Kriya. But it seems from the Chaim Rachlish Marashalov's conclusion, based on the Raivan and Tumim Day, and based on the Shiva Sarash, and that's the conclusion of Chaim Volozhiner as well, that's not really the case. And in such a situation where you're knowing Avelis for the wrong person, and find out that the real nifter was someone else, then you'd have to be knowing Vela Shiva again from the start.
Shkoya.
Excellent. Thank you.